All right, good morning and welcome once again and welcome back to Hallie Crawford from Authentically Speaking. She is a career coach and we are career counseling in a time that, I mean, in my professional career, I've never witnessed anything like a job market like this or just an economic market like this. And I know that, just all economic indicators point to the worst on record in many cases outside of the Great Depression.
Oh, yeah. It's intense.
So that's why you're here.
Yes, exactly.
Bad times all around. People have jobs that they don't want because are taking advantage of the market and in some cases being kind of abusive with their employees just because, like, oh, yeah, go find another job if you don't like it.
Yeah,
type
they
of
can.
Attitude.
They can.
Or they are finding themselves kind of being pushed to the edge and maybe the next on the chopping block. Something I read the other day is that that things are not even going to steady or turn around until this coming summer, 2010, or you're just flat out of a job. So if for any reason that you're either unhappy in your career or you've been released prematurely, Hallie Crawford is here to talk to us about getting yourself righted and back on track. Now, we talked pretty much briefly last time, just basically about what you do, what it is you do. So let's do a synopsis right now of who you are and what it is you do, and then let's talk about what you came in to talk about today.
Sure, great. So I'm Hallie Crawford. I'm a career coach, which is kind of like career counseling. I specialize in particular in helping people identify their ideal career, but also navigating their career transition, whatever it is, whether it's being laid off like people are in this economy, and also helping them with their job performance. So it's career coaching, and coaching is a little bit different from, say, consulting in that we work together with you. We're a partner to help you find solutions that work best for you.
Right. You're not keeping people on their current path unless that's where they want to be. You more specialize in finding out where people really belong, you know, inside and out.
Yeah, finding the right fit for them, making it happen, and then helping them stay there and find something they're really passionate about and be really successful in their jobs.
So what did you want to talk about this morning?
So there's, first of all, the hot topic of being laid off and what do you do? Because it's so emotional for people when this happens. It's such a blow to your ego and confidence. And so many people obviously have been laid off. And so it's the idea of, okay, I'm laid off now. What do I do? Especially given that, yeah, the economy is probably not going to get better and really turn around, at least the job market, until next summer. So the first thing I tell people is, you know, obviously it's emotional. You're frustrated, everything else. Work through those emotions. Do what you need to do. But you can't panic because that's our typical first emotion or reaction. But that is not going to help you find a new job. So don't panic is the first thing. And get proactive about, okay, what do I need to do about this and take action? So you kind of need to get into action mode about it, okay? This is a problem or challenge, a problem to solve or challenge to overcome. So what do I need to do about this? And I always tell people, get support, create a support team around you, spouse, family, friends, whoever you need to help, you know, spur you on and help you feel positive in your job search because you have to have support. It's really hard to do this alone. And you also, the first thing you need to do is create a job searching plan and a schedule for yourself. It is very weird to go from working 9 to 5 and having a boss and going somewhere to being at home with no schedule and kind of nothing to do. So you need to create a schedule. And I always suggest open up an Excel spreadsheet, put some, you know, create some tabs in there of networking, the different job search strategies you're going to use, and create a solid schedule for every day and each week for your job search.
And also, I'll throw in just from my own personal experience, because I have kind of an odd schedule, and I have days where I get up and I don't have anything to do until midnight, believe it or not. And those days, if I don't get up and act like it's any other day and take a shower and get dressed, then I won't do anything, literally, until it's time to do something, until I absolutely have to do something.
Right.
So, I mean, that's an easy habit to fall into. So if you find yourself at home day to day, you should keep yourself as close to on schedule as humanly possible. That's just my 2 cents on in that vein.
So. No, that's perfect. It's the, you've heard it before. treat your job search like a job. You got to get up, get dressed, brush your teeth, you know, do all the normal stuff that you would do. And part of this too is get out of the house, because so many people do not, they'll just sit there behind their computer and look through Monster and, you know, all these job search websites. And that is not the best way to get a job. So part of your schedule too needs to be get out of the house, go to the gym, exercise, do things for yourself to help you keep that positive attitude. So always blend in some time in there to take care of you. That's vital.
Yeah, you don't want to look like the guy or girl that's been out of work for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Messed up hair, shirt untucked. Yeah, that's not pretty. So you want to keep a semblance of professionalism, you know, and make sure that you're staying on track and have a specific schedule for yourself. It's so important.
Is there a certain time period that you should anticipate? I mean, you're not going to get a job the next day. Is there a certain, should you say, I shouldn't expect anything for 6 weeks and I shouldn't get worried for 6 months? Or what? I mean, are there parameters like that?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because before this, the economy was tough. I would always tell people the estimate was around 3 months. Give yourself at least 3 months of job searching before you either find something else or get some good, you know, leads going. And then I was saying a few months ago, give it 6 months. But I think it's even worse with the economy. So I would estimate, just to be safe, and this is why they say you want to have 6 months of emergency savings, you know, just in case, at least 6 months. I mean, for my husband, who's been unemployed, he's been unemployed since March.
Wow.
It's over 6 months. And I honestly do not think he's going to find anything until January, February of next year. So unfortunately, and this isn't to be depressing, but unfortunately, it could be up to 8 months these days. But you can help shorten that time frame by reinventing yourself. And I think we touched on this, you know, last time we talked, that at this point, you can't just go after the same exact profession or job that you were in before, because so many industries have just tanked. So in order to get more, to be more proactive and be more successful in your job search, you got to think out of the box. What are some other things that you would be qualified to do? What are transferable skills and experiences you have that you can start to look in other fields? That will help.
How do you find that out about yourself? Because I know a lot of people get that tunnel vision. This is the only thing that I can do. But there are, you know, there are skill sets that apply to an array of occupations.
Yeah, no, it's so true. So one of the first things you can do is take a look at your resume. Just sit down and literally look at your resume and look through, okay, what are some things that could, that are more kind of generic that you could use in a lot of different types of jobs? And I find it's really helpful to talk through this with someone. So whether it's a coach like me or even a family or friend, you know, whatever, talking through it and having them look through it with you can help, like, brainstorm ideas. So look at your resume, just take out a highlighter and highlight some different possible transferable skills, and then brainstorm some career ideas or options. So, you know, for my husband, for example, he's an interior architect. Well, what else does he know about? He's got a lot of knowledge of construction. So construction as a whole, you know, not an industry that's great right now, obviously, but those are some transferable skills that he has.
Gotcha. Okay, so you've got yourself some good work habits or job hunting habits down. You are thinking outside the box. What's the next step in this job search in this economy?
Well, the first thing is, and this has always been true, but it's even more so these days, is tapping into the hidden job market. A full 80% and even above that of today's open jobs and positions are not advertised. And it's always been this pretty high, or at least close to this. But now it's even higher, because the problem is that there are more than 5 applicants per job, per open position, because so many people are out of work. And so companies, they don't want to post their open jobs because they're going to get a flood of resumes and applicants, half of which people, you know, the people aren't even qualified for, because people are just desperate, right? So this idea of the hidden job market is so vitally important, and it's basically jobs that are not advertised traditionally. They're found through recruiters, even like temp agencies, but they're found through networking. And so a lot of companies these days will be, if they have an open position, they'll go first to their employees and say, hey, do you know anybody that, you know, might be good for this position? It's a lot easier for them. They don't have to go through the whole, you know, rigmarole through the whole process with people because they're a referral. So the best thing for you to do is network and get out there. Go to networking events, tell friends and family, get on LinkedIn.com if you're not on it. That's a great way to network too.
Yeah, or if your neighborhood is that organized and they have just kind of an online billboard, I know that mine does, or your church, you just let people know and, you know, kind of put a caveat there. As like, I'm not expecting you to, to front for me. You probably don't know who I am, but just if, you know, these are my qualifications. If you hear of anything, I would appreciate a heads up, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it's perfect. And that's actually the best way to do it because these really big online job boards, I mean, they've transformed job searching, obviously. They've been around for years and completely different. But you need to really look at, people need to look at the smaller job boards that are industry specific, that are part of like an association for your industry. And like you were saying, like through your church or whatever, I even read somewhere where it's a really great idea to go back to your local newspaper and look in the Help Wanted ads there. Because when you narrow your search like that and look at smaller community related things, it's that much better.
Yeah, and it really comes down to who you know. I mean, I think that 80% of the jobs that I've had in my lifetime were, you know, through, you know, a friend of a friend or through, you know, a direct contact and just touching base with your neighbors, with your friends, with the people in your community. You'd be surprised that it's almost like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. You know, three or four people away from you might be the perfect position and might be your dream job. And that's something that we haven't really focused on because times are pretty desperate. And we're talking, I'm sorry, we got to back up here. We're talking to Hallie Crawford from Authentically Speaking. She is a career coach. And in this specific case, we're talking about being laid off. You specialize in helping people find where they really want to be in life, occupational wise. Mm-hmm. And is that proper English? But you get the point of what I'm trying to say. But right now we're just talking about getting people employed again. But it's just an added bonus if you find yourself in that stream that you really want to be in. On top of the, you know, on top of everything else.
Yeah.
We're a little more than halfway through, so I'm not sure how much we have left to talk about this morning. But I don't know if we need to ramp it up. I know there's so much to discuss.
Yeah, I know. Well, and to speak to your point about the ideal career, I still am getting a lot of people contacting me who are saying, you know what, being laid off is a great thing because now I'm being forced to really think about my career path. And in some cases for people, you know, if you either have a spouse or partner to lean on or whatever, or the savings to do it, or even still have your job, you know, this is it's a good time to think about if you're in the right fit, because it's the kind of thing where when tough times happen to us, we really take stock of where we are and are we happy with it.
Right. And, you know, just do focus on the big picture type of stuff. It is really tough when you are, and you're living it yourself, when you are, out of a job, not yourself personally, but your husband has been out of work, you said, since March. There are certain things that you need to take care of first and know that the world is not going to end. Things are going to be rocky for sure, but, outline. Your life and your priorities and work on those things and just know that it's going to get better. It always does.
Yeah. It can't get any worse, right?
Yeah.
So it's got to. So it's just a question of time. And I think, you know, something that has helped us, my husband and I, think about this is realizing there is no magic wand that, you know, career coaches or counselors don't have some hidden websites out there that have job postings that people don't know about. It's really about being methodical and consistent and persistent about your job search. And to be honest, realistic. I mean, like I said a second ago, I really don't think he's going to find something until the beginning of the year, if that. And there's kind of a relief in that to realize it's not just him. It's about the economy and there's so many other factors, and to not be so frustrated by it's been this long that, look, it's going to take a few months. So to kind of give yourself a break there can help mentally as well.
And you keep mentioning January and February. I mean, is it because of the time of year that we're entering the final fiscal quarter of the year, and, mm-hmm. and it's just like people, I mean, even in a healthy economy and job market, people wouldn't be looking to hire until 2010, would they?
No, typically. So the problem is that we're entering that part of the year. I mean, it's the holidays, it's all of that, and people are saying, okay, I'm going to just buckle down and see if I can make do with the employees I have, maybe pass the work around or whatever. And they're also wanting to see what happens with the economy in the new year. So they're kind of doing the wait and see thing. And I've talked to tons of recruiters who have said the same thing.
Now, I know in the past, too, you've talked about keeping busy, not only, you know, waking up every morning and keeping the job search going, but looking for freelance work or what else would you do in these times? Like maybe just to keep some sort of cash flow coming in.
Yeah, well, it is really good to stay busy. And, you know, in the past, people have asked me or said, well, should I just go get a job at Starbucks or, you know, whatever? And In the past, I would say, no, not necessarily. Like, see if you can wait it out and get through the next few months. But times have changed. Things are different. So I at least tell people, go out there and do something, even if it's volunteering, because you could get additional experience. That's a networking opportunity, like volunteering, serving on a board, whatever. That's an opportunity for you to network and, you know, expand that network for yourself. And sure, go get some kind of freelance work, contract work, whatever it is. There's these great websites these days, Elance.com and Guru.com, where you can, you know, kind of be your own consultant and do some freelance work. And I think it's great for people to stay busy. Yes, you can bring in extra income, but it just keeps you focused and kind of working and on your game, too.
All right. We're talking to Hallie Crawford from Authentically Speaking. She's a career coach, and we're talking about this awful job market. And in this particular case, if you have unfortunately been laid off in these times, we have about 4 minutes left. So I wasn't sure what you wanted to hit on next.
I think that I want to talk about staying positive in your job search. And the thing that's tough about this is I talk to people every day about it. And they're like, you know, are you kidding? How am I supposed to stay positive when you look at the news and the numbers, the unemployment rate keeps climbing? I don't know. I think it's like at least 12% in Georgia. Our state is actually one of the higher ones.
Yeah, California, Georgia, I believe Florida.
Michigan is huge with Detroit. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, I sit here and say this to people, and I know that they're thinking, it's easier said than done. How is that possible? And I think it goes back to doing the things to take care of yourself, doing things that you enjoy. They don't have to be expensive, but doing something that you love and enjoy, even if it's just taking a walk outside or something. It's also about the support system and making sure that that's in place. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be Pollyanna and woo, you know, this is fabulous all the time. It's not about being 100% positive every minute, but you've got to do that because you know the difference between, you know, walking into a networking event or a job interview. And if you're feeling depressed and frustrated, you know that you're not going to come off nearly as well as you would if you were feeling better and positive. So, I mean, that to me is the foundation. You can take all the action you want, but if it doesn't have the right energy or attitude behind it, it's not going to work nearly as well. So I think that's key. And I want people to know that, you know, I know that it can be easier said than done, but it's something that you just have to work at.
All right. So to summarize, we've got Hallie Crawford from Authentically Speaking. She is a career coach. We're talking in this case about being laid off. And I want to, in these last few minutes, just recap, you know, what we've talked about. First, you get laid off. The first thing you want to do is stay on schedule. Treat your job hunt just like you treated your job. You wake up every morning, you brush your teeth, you get dressed. And you get out there.
Exactly.
What else do we focus on? Keeping yourself positive, mm-hmm. work out, take that walk, keep yourself busy in addition to the job search. If you don't want to take on a position, another job, if you don't want to pick up a part-time gig at Starbucks, then you volunteer.
Exactly. Stay busy.
And network. And then also in your job hunt, you know, look outside the box and head and go over the points that you mentioned as far as finding those hidden jobs and networking, things like that real quick.
Yeah. So with the thinking out of the box, identify your transferable skills and experience that can be applicable to other industries than those you've been in before. And with the networking, think of anything as a networking opportunity. I mean, this may sound kind of goofy, but even you can meet someone at the grocery store. I mean, you never know, or your child's play group. My husband actually got an interview through our daycare provider. I mean, go figure. So treat everything as a possible networking opportunity, and don't assume that it's just, oh, I have to go to a networking event. It could be your church through local community events, that kind of thing too. And remember that at least over 80% of those jobs that are out there are not advertised. That's the hidden job market. So you really have to use other tactics besides just looking online.
Yeah, don't be ashamed. Be open and friendly about your situation. Talk to, you know, people at your kids' games, at your play groups, at your church, in your neighborhood. Look on the postings. Post something yourself. Hey, looking for work. Everybody knows somebody. I mean, with a 12%, 1 in 10 people is looking for a job right now in the state of Georgia. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It is a sign of the times. And the more people that know of your situation and your skill set, the more opportunities you'll have to find a great job.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple other places that I think people tend to forget about as networking too, is your alumni office and network from college or even high school, you know, whatever they provide. But people forget those, and that's a wealth. It's a huge resource for people and possibilities to network. And also associations for your industry. It's a great place to network with people as well.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Hallie Crawford. Until we talk again, Hallie Crawford from Authentically Speaking. Contact information for you?
Yes, it's 404-228-6434. And website is HallieCrawford.com, H-A-L-L-I-E. And thank you.
All right. And best of luck with the job hunt.